This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, thank y'all for being here so much, and thank you for sharing the show. I mean, this show doesn't get, well, doesn't share itself, in other words. I'd like to say it does, but no, we're not Autobots or anything like that. It takes your efforts. If you are moved, if you are uplifted, if you learn some things that you think can help others, because as it's helped you, please do share the show. RobertScottBell.com/listen for the live show when we're on the air. Also, a chat room that is open technically 24/7, but obviously more active while we are on the air. And we got a great community out there. Some of you are watching us on social media. And on Mondays, we do a simulcast on our second hour with Brighteon.tv. And on Sundays, we do a live pre-record, technically, because they don't give us a board op at GCN. But our syndicated radio show goes out on Sundays. So 6 days a week, you can get empowerment and health and healing. And hopefully you are moved to strengthen your resolve to live a wonderful life and inspire others to do the same or better. Now, Morley was talking about yesterday being a little bit stressful, for the most part, without Super Don, because he was prepping for today with his wife going in for a procedure. And, again, she's in recovery now. I don't have any more information on that, but thank goodness that's a great sign. Last night, it's like, maybe I should have taken extra magnesium, as Morley said, because I didn't sleep well last night. I was a little headachy all night, and I got up. I was like, oh, man, I don't feel good. So I did some things that I do to get well in a hurry, and I still went to go work out. But it took me like 11 rounds to warm up. You know, I was like, I'm just going to go slowly into this thing. But you know what it is? Sometimes you can feel like there's a time when you need to rest, okay? And that's true. There's an honoring of a process of healing. But it didn't feel to me like I was going into what somebody would call, oh, an infection, or my sinuses were fine. I just was headachy, which it always indicates to me liver congestion and stress impacting liver. And yesterday was stressful. Without Super D, we had Mickey Willis on. And it's like, I'm not going to say that everything could go wrong did, because it was only half of the stuff that went wrong. We had a great visual image of him, but the audio links didn't work, so I had to hold my phone up, which I don't even like holding my phone that long, and so you could sort of hear what Mickey said. He was terrific, you know, the guy that did Plandemic, and now it's 1 and 2, and he's working on the third one. And it might be that I'm in the third one. I don't know. I might end up on the cutting room floor, but they interviewed me for it when we were at the Truth About Cancer live event. But so this morning I did the things that I know to do to hydrate. I did some more Cardio Miracle in the morning and other things. And I forced myself. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make it. I'm going to go to work out. I'm going to get started. But it's going to be a slow start. You start with the jump rope. I'm like, oh, my head hurts. I don't want to be here, but I'm going to do it. And continue to work through it. By about round 7, I started picking it up. By the 11th round, I'm doing some sparring. And I'm like, oh, I'm back all the way. But I wanted to tell you a story briefly. I mentioned my new friend Adam, who's at the gym, and I had introduced him to the Cardio Miracle. He's like, you know, people watch me there as the old guy, the resident old guy at the gym, and they're like, dude, how are you so fit? Right. Well, first of all, I eat organically, and I have for a long time, and detoxify my body. But there are certain key minerals and things I talk about, and one of the things that has helped me with oxygen delivery to make it easier when I'm working my heart hard for the, you know, the workouts, to deliver the oxygen, everything that needs to happen with little or no resistance, and that's nitric oxide production. So it's like, what is this Cardio Miracle then you're talking about? I want that. and he got it. And as I said, this guy is a nice guy. I don't know. I think he's my age. I'm going to show you a picture of him from a distance on my phone just in a moment. But he got this Cardio Miracle. Now, what I was witnessing with him is that, you know, you wear a monitor that tells you your heart rate through the workouts. You can monitor your how you're doing. And it has a screen there, and on the screen it'll show you from a gray zone to a blue zone to a green to a yellow to a red. The red is like, whoa, that's a little intense. You might want to back off a little bit. And the ideal is the yellow zone. You're pushing your body. You're earning a lot of what they call pulse points. But he was in the red and a little bit of the yellow when I first met him. Always in the red, a little bit in the yellow. A week after he started Cardio Miracle, it reversed. He was almost always in the yellow, a little bit in the red. Now, this last week, I got very annoyed when I learned this. There's a guy named Adam that won the challenge of the week. I was in the lead. I thought I was going to win the challenge of the week. And a guy named Adam, I was like, that can't be the Adam that I know. Is it the Adam I know? It's like, so I asked the trainers, yeah, that's Adam. I'm like, dude, that's a Cardio Miracle. He won the challenge of the week last week, and he's wearing the belt. I'm just going to hold this up to the screen so you can see, sort of see. There he is. There's me with Adam. He's a little shorter than me, a little heavier, but again, I'm just not. It's just acknowledgement of where he's at. And he won the challenge of the week. He beat me by like six reps, seven reps or something. And all he's done different is the Cardio Miracle. I got to say, I can't make that up. That's a real thing that happened. So if y'all haven't checked it out and you want to up your fitness game, that's one thing. There's a lot of reasons to do it, but I just wanted to share that. Cardio Miracle, when you go to cardiomiracle.com, the code RSB gets you 15% off and more. So with that, making my heart happy, lift me up. Let's talk spirit. Let's be in the flow. And I met this guy when I was up in Wisconsin on tour before the Health Freedom Expo. My buddy Kevin, he said, hey, you got to meet my pastor, Pastor Steve. He's a cool guy. He's not into masking. He's into freedom. I'm like, you know, he's not one of those cowardly pastors that are telling everybody to get a shot. Oh, no, not my Pastor Steve. And I met this guy, and he's like a kid. He's so young. And he's got a great, great energy about him. I appreciate him. It was so nice. We shared a breakfast brunch at Kevin's place. And Pastor Steve German, and by the way, do you speak Deutsch with that last name?
English only, unfortunately.
Good. All right. We're together on that for the most part. With a last name like German, I'm like, is he going to speak German or English? He spoke English to me before.
Nine.
Yes. There you go. Anyway, Pastor Steve, good to see you, buddy. And really enjoyed meeting you and your wife and everybody. And, you know, Kevin was just raving about you, glowing about you. He's like, oh, man, he's so amazing. We get to go to church. We really, the spirit is flowing. It's not fear-based. Everyone's welcome. You know, you're focused on youth as well and kids and connecting them to the spirit. And you're not shutting down when Dane County out there in Madison, Wisconsin says, everybody must be masked. You must social distance. And don't you dare sing. So tell me, what is it about you compared to loads of other pastors that have bought, like, or drunk the pharmaceutical Kool-Aid instead of talking about the spirit? They're saying, get a shot.
Well, it's frightening. It's unfortunate. It's scary. It's sad to see how many pastors are being utterly unfaithful to their call to ministry completely. And really, the thing that, if you want to say it's something that makes me or the others like me different, is we're just doing what we're called to do and what we've always been called to do and always do, no matter the circumstance. And that's what's so funny about me, because you have so many people on your show, like Kevin, who's been on your show and is a friend of the show and the one who introduced me to you, who are going out there and are using their God-given talents and gifts and inspiration to do amazing things, and they are heroes. You are a hero just among us doing what you do every day. Meanwhile, I'm just putting one foot on before the other and just doing what I always was called to do and what I'm supposed to do in my ministry and my role to preach the Word of God, to give hope to people, to give truth to people. And it's seen as such a radical and a subversive thing in this day and age, especially in the county that I live in, just to have church, to have people smile to one another, to shake hands, to hug, to worship with one another. And what a low bar that is to step over. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to, you know, wear out my arm by patting myself on the back, when really that's the bare minimum of being faithful to what I'm called to.
Yeah. I love that. Pastor Steve also My perspective on healing is my job as a healer, if you want to call me a doctor, I don't care. I think the word doctor is misused and abused because it's supposed to mean teacher and healer, and it's become the third leading cause of death in the West to be a doctor, an allopathic doctor.
Yes.
And my belief about healing, whether you're an allopathic doctor or any kind of doctor, is your job is, as I perceive my job is, to connect people to the source of all healing. And I believe that's God or spirit.
Amen.
And I think that's why, you know, pastors that are doing what you're doing are healers, too.
Well, and that's the thing is, if someone loses their focus as to why they're in ministry and they lose the focus that they are to be an under shepherd of the Lord, to lead people in closer connection to him, then of course they're going to delve into nonsense. If they're just relying on human wisdom and, you know, man's authority on things like COVID-19 and how to handle that pandemic and everything like that, it's going to lead them into nonsense, which that's what we've seen. There are still churches, plenty of the biggest ones in our county that are not meeting at all. Some of them have separate services for those with a vaccination card versus those that don't. As most of them are masked up and many of them are social distancing in their church. And how are you connecting people to God when you're having them being isolated from those in their midst who bear the image of God right around them? So I can't think of a better way to remove people from a sense of connection with their creator than to remove people from a connection with one another. I mean, that's the two commandments that were given in the scripture. The two greatest commandments are to love God and love one another. And we express our love for God with our love for one another. So what better way to destroy that, or worse way, I should say, than to say, no, we're going to cover your face that bears the image of God. We're going to say that you can't touch each other, you can't hug, you can't shake hands, and we're going to, in the case of some churches, particularly odiously, we're going to say that if you have not taken an experimental poison, then we're going to say you can't come to the church service with everybody else who has, and they're segregating people along those lines. So again, you know, I'd like to say that, if anything, I just know that the Lord has called me to Dane County. I moved here from the state of Wyoming, as you know, and we moved.
I don't know what you were thinking, quite honestly. You
were
in freedom,
right?
And then you went to a liberal enclave that is so frightened of itself that it's telling everybody they must divide and be conquered.
Right. Right, absolutely. But that's why I see it so clearly as such a time as this, you know, and people were even saying back out in Wyoming, they're like, are you crazy? You know, so Dane County's reputation precedes itself even out west, even to where you are in Utah. People are aware, but it's become so abundantly clear to me that there was such a need for boldness and for light and truth and love to a place that is so enslaved in their thinking, to especially right now.
You know, it's like you went into the sea of lepers in Madison to help minister to their needs, and they don't even know that they need it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And kudos to you, and God bless you for doing that, because it's easy to say, you know what, I'm out of here. And I also respect those people that have said, for the purposes of raising their children in a better environment, but those who are there to find people who align in the spirit and really uplift one another in the presence and overcome or conquer the fear. I hesitate to use the word conquering because it's all warfare now. Everybody thinks we have to be at war, but the idea is that when you don't live in fear, when you live in love, it's not a war, it just dissipates. The fear is, it's why you have to do the battle. It's like, you're not giving it any energy. And I'm just,
absolutely.
I'm not a biblical expert, but I mean, I'm just thinking, I don't recall anything from the Torah even where it said, you must, cover your face, divide, be afraid of one another.
Absolutely. Well, the funny thing is, when you use the analogy of the sea of lepers, according to our county health officials, I am the one, as the unvaccinated, who would have to walk around the street saying, unclean, unclean. So to the county health officials in Madison, I am the leper. But you're exactly right in the sense that although this is a spiritual war that is being waged here, as are so many facets in ways that we're fighting, really the best way, we are not giving this any specific energy or vitriol. It's just, as we read in the scriptures, the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of sound mind. And so all we're doing is walking in love and in the power of the Lord and in sound mind and discernment to see things as they actually are, not the ways that public health officials, whether in Madison or Anthony Fauci or anybody wants us to believe they are. We're not living in fear. We're just being faithful. And just like myself, putting our shoes on one foot at a time and walking out and living our lives. And it's so liberating. And, you know, you mentioned freedom earlier. There's such a message of freedom just that begins with the individual in their own mind when they overcome that fear and they walk in faith and they walk in light that enables them to do so many things in life that so many people right now are paralyzed in. But that's a winning message that, you know, we want to get across and reflect to a lot of people, because right now, like I said, for such a time as this, there's such a fertile field out there of so many people, whether you want to call it the leper colony or what, of people who don't even realize the mass psychosis that they're under, the fear that they're under, how crippling it is. And then when they see someone that shares light with them, someone who they see their smile or energy, and they say, hey, something's different about that. This person isn't living in constant fear when any new Greek alphabet letter comes out of some variant from Fauci or whoever. They're just living in love, and they have so much hope about them, and that gives us an opportunity to really share the light of truth to them.
Yeah, how do we uplift one another? It isn't so much our words, although words can be powerful, I recognize that, but people will observe you and say, is that person living what he's talking about? Or did he run and get a jab and he's wearing a mask everywhere, right? And then you go, well, he's speaking one thing and doing something else. That's, I think, hypocrisy is the term. And there's so many people that live in hypocrisy. And I don't condemn them. I mean, I'm sure I have in my time as well. And I try to always, when I talk about things here, whether it comes to health or healing or living right, I actually want to do what I'm saying, because I would feel rotten on the inside telling you to do something that I'm not willing to do or I'm not actively doing myself. And that's what I mean, trying to be a living example for others as a healer, as a teacher, you as a pastor. Do you live the words that you speak and preach? And I think that's something I sense from you, the living example of that love, that acceptance, and the joy of life, and the what I would call the celebration of life. And and you know, it doesn't happen just once a week if you go to church, right? We're trying to take what we may be learning in a house of worship to bring out into every aspect of life itself, because it's all God's house, really, creation.
Amen.
And I think we do so much disintegration of life that we go, well, this is my spiritual life, and this is my work life, and then it's like, wait a second. How do you divorce yourself from spirit at any moment? Does that seem a little crazy? If you were created of spirit, you're going, well, yeah, but that's over here. All this, what is all the other stuff rooted in then? Just a question.
Yeah, well, I think that what you're saying is so true, and that people like to live a truncated life in no matter what facet of their life is, where an overriding principle or maxims that guide their life, really they want it just to touch certain areas of their life. So whether someone says, I believe in God, and I believe in freedom, and I believe in, you know, that the Creator has endowed me with these freedoms, they oftentimes people like to make Christ the Lord of their life just on Sunday morning and not live it out elsewhere. And I think hypocrisy is just part of the human condition. You know, everyone at one point or another is a hypocrite, myself included. As you mentioned, all of us are. In that what we profess with our mouth and what we say we believe doesn't always add up to our actions. The difference, though, is that those who are discerning, those who are filled with the Spirit, are convicted of those areas in which they are hypocritical, and they seek to rectify.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lines at COVID testing sites have been very long this last week. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke about it on ABC's This Week.
It's going to be very important that we get a greater capability of testing, particularly when the demand for testing is so high, where the combination of the Omicron variant itself, as well as the holiday season, where people want to get that extra level of assuredness.
For people in the South, there was no white Christmas. In fact, it was quite warm over the holiday. In some areas, it will stay sunny, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
So it looks above average temperatures from the central southern plains and the southeast. Not quite as extreme, but we're looking at 60s and 70s for highs, and then lows on New Year's morning in the 50s.
This is USA Radio News. More mask mandate cases are seeing their way into the courts.
A long-simmering dispute is headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the frequent use of local health department mask mandates in Wisconsin's capital city and county. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Dane County argue that the county health director has no powers to order mask mandates in an effort to control COVID-19. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Omicron has hit the airlines hard. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled due to staffing and other shortages. Many Christmas travelers are stranded at the airport. These are frustrated travelers in Los Angeles.
I got a text message this morning saying that my flight was canceled.
Leaving the house, thinking we're going to travel, and then you get here and it's canceled.
They're telling us it's at least 3 days to get any of us anywhere near LA or Hawaii.
Our flight apparently just got rebooked until tomorrow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Even the word repentance in the Greek in the New Testament, it connotates this 180 turn, this 180 shift. And so when it comes to being a living example, that's one of those things where, like I said, all of us are prone to areas in which we're hypocritical, but we're daily seeking. I am daily seeking areas in which, okay, I profess that I believe that my health, my life, my freedom, all of this comes from my Creator, and I don't need to live in fear. How can I model that, not just in how I live personally, although that's where it starts, but also how can I walk as an example to others around me so they can see, yeah, what he says, he actually believes. And an interesting illustration of this is the churches that profess that they believe these things. Our God is so great and powerful and life comes from him and everything. And they're singing hymns like a mighty fortress is our God from beneath a muzzling of a face mask, 6 feet apart, everyone else in the church. Now, what kind of picture does that present? What it presents to me is you don't actually believe those words. And if you don't believe those words, then why should anybody else listen to you? What of value is there to learn from someone who is not transformed by the very words that they profess? So it certainly starts there, but then for me it goes beyond, thankfully, and I would give another shout out to Kevin. Not only has he connected me to you, but he's also connected me to opportunities and people all around my new home state of Wisconsin to really speak out and speak boldly, because I don't necessarily think that it's everybody's giftedness or everybody's role or where the Lord has placed them in their lives to necessarily have to go out and speak forth. But I know that that's something that I have the capacity to do. Mm-hmm. And so we've had the opportunity. Not only have I gotten the chance to go alongside another fellow believer in the Lord, Dr. David King, who's running for lieutenant governor here in Wisconsin, but even speaking to Dane County Board of Supervisors, people like that, and sharing the truth about what's going on here, about the mandates, speaking against those kind of things. And I think that when you're talking about example, there's a lot of things that happen there beyond just the effect that we're seeking, which the effect that we're seeking is to get rid of these capricious, lawless mandates. But other people see that, and they see, number one, that they're not alone. People of sound mind and of discernment who are filled with the Spirit glean encouragement from seeing other people speak out in places of people of influence and say, hey, you know what? I'm not alone. I'm going to stay the course. But also, they see an example of people living without fear who are willing to speak truth to those who are in power. And I mean, you know, Kevin, you know that he does not have fear when he speaks in front of people of influence. And it's so important to do that, not only even if no change immediately comes from those who are wielding a supposed power that they think they have. Mm-hmm. Other people see that as an example of boldness and courage in the face of what we could call oppression. And it galvanizes people of like mind. And it also just teaches them, it instructs them that I don't have to live in fear. People are standing behind me and before me. People are speaking out on my behalf. And really, that's my job. My job with the people in my congregation is to uphold the conscience in which they worship Almighty God. And so that goes all the way. You know, this was a battle that I never thought I'd have to be fighting with a vaccine mandate and mask mandates 2 years ago. That never could have possibly entered my imagination. But as it is right now, people's conscience before an Almighty God, that is something that I have a stewardship to uphold and protect. So for all the people out there that are attending a house of worship whose clergy or pastors or leadership is unwilling to do that, I would ask them to ask themselves, if those people can't stand behind you and for you in a time like this, then what makes you think that they would stand for you and behind you in times of any distress or persecution? I mean, this is such a clear-cut, easy, low bar to step over, to say, no, we're not. We will stand with our people so they don't have to take something that they don't want to put in their bodies. Or we will stand with our people that we're not going to muzzle our faces. That's so simple and easy. So I would encourage those people, if they're in a place that, you know, is not standing up for their rights and their freedom, then what are you doing there? Mm-hmm. And if you're supporting them with your attendance or your money or your time or your service, then you're supporting, in effect, indirectly, that level of cowardice.
I would say a fear-based ministry, if there is such a thing. And I think that's like Fauciism. And also, you know, long before there was this issue, I called out to people of faith their misplaced faith in the medical establishment, for instance. Mm-hmm. If we go back to the origin of the word pharmacy, pharmaceutical, pharmakia, we learn about sorcery. And yet, even though they are known and acknowledged to be the third leading cause of death, many people at the pulpit warn people against things like homeopathy and herbs. I'm thinking all of the plants of creation that are written about, even in the Bible, and you guys are going, no, the only thing you need to do is go to a doctor and get an experimental injection to alter your DNA. Excuse me?
Right.
Like God made a mistake, and man can correct that? Excuse me. Now, when we first met, I knew you were not a man of fear, because you spoke with me and David King, the other pastor, who's running for lieutenant governor there in Wisconsin, at a bar. We were at a bar. What was the little city we were in when we spoke?
Oconomowoc.
It took me a while to say that. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it's funny that when Kevin and I walked in there, the first thing we did, we met a bartender who wasn't like the owner or anything. He was like, he didn't even know, hardly knew that the event was going to happen. And he was like, man, he couldn't stand all the lack of freedom, all the oppression. It's like, and there was an alignment there in terms of the message, even though, you know, I don't typically hang out in bars anymore. That was a long time ago. And even then, it was all smoky back in the day when people were smoking everywhere, right? But it was really quite an environment that it was transformed into, including kids were there, including Kevin's children and others. And it was just a great, great event. And to see you and David, I'm like, I got to follow two pastor people. I don't know what I'm going to do there. And yet we got a great message out of empowerment, I think. And Kev spoke as well. And it was quite amazing. And you know, we talk about, I guess, very controversial things, some of which I do want to talk to you about in just a moment, about Christmas, the spirit of Christmas, the traditions of it that may not be the spirit. You know, I just want to have an honest discussion about that, your perspectives on it as well. But the real vision or experience I've had in this lifetime is that this body is a temple. It's a gift of life. I inhabit it while I'm here. It's a gift of life. And what I do with it is my choice. Now, when I'm a kid, of course, your parents choose for you a lot of those things. And I don't blame them for what they didn't know, because I was raised pharmaceutically, had medical people, pharmacy people in my family. And I was very ill because of it. And I look back at my journey and I say, that stuff didn't happen to me. It happened for me. I didn't know it at the time, but it was the ultimate way to learn the lessons I needed to learn so that I could help myself and then others to do even greater things when it comes to healing and empowerment, to see through these things. And it concerns me still to almost no end that the people of faith, these preachers, whether they're rabbis or whatever, have fallen in line with a false teaching. And I speak this way because I know this can offend people, but here in this audience, at least, I think we can understand the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Modern medicine is largely a false teaching outside of the emergency trauma intervention that they can provide, that they do really good work with. If you get hit by a bus, they can put you back together again, and that's fine. There's a place for it.
Sure.
But it's not every place, is the point. And we've turned our bodies over and abandoned the spirit and the gifts of creation, the healing substances of nature, like, for instance, the plant known as cannabis. Like, oh my gosh, you're one of those heathens. You believe in cannabis? I'm like, I thought it was the devil's weed. I was told it was. And come to find out, you mean God created that plant too, and it has appropriate uses that can be helpful?
Sure.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, we've been duped on so many levels. It's like, you know, and I don't want to be cocky, because every time I think, I got it, then something else comes in and go, I didn't get that. I didn't know that. You know, so I try to be humble in what I know as well, that there's more to learn. But the idea that we could, and by the way, I got to do a shout out real quick, Steve, to our friends at CBDNF. That's Nutritional Frontiers. And if you go to, by the way, in the show notes, you'll see our link to our special guest, Pastor Steve German, and his ministry. In fact, you can click through to Grace Evangelical Church, and it's graceisforyou.org. It'll take you to that ministry. And if you're ever in the Madison, Wisconsin area, they have services, obviously, every Sunday, two services, it looks like, and it's a Bible study. And I'm sure you have a special Christmas Eve type service as well. But again, I just want to acknowledge real quick here, our friends at Nutritional Frontiers. As you scroll down, you'll eventually see a link to the full-spectrum hemp extract oils. This is cannabidiol, CBD. It's not psychoactive in the same way that THC is, for those of you concerned about it. But you have the liquid gels, you have gel caps, you have hemp extracts, you have topical transdermals, you even have gummies. And it's all grown in the United States under organic agricultural practices and exceeding them, third-party validated and verified for cleanliness as well. And, in fact, where it's grown in Colorado, they don't even run diesel tractors through there. It's all harvested by hand. That's how they are really committed to purity. So if you're not sure how to get it, you just log in, create an account if you don't have one yet. Mention the Robert Scott Bell Show in the drop-down menu. Put your information in, and they'll send you domestic U.S. samples of all these things. Take a picture of them when you get them sent to you, and take a picture of them with you or a loved one or your pets or stuffed animals, whatever. Send it to Super Don. Ask RSB at gmail.com. And he will enter you in to our monthly giveaway where we give away a lot of fun organic hemp CBD extracts. So thank you. Shout out to Nutritional Frontiers. And you get a 15% discount with the code RSB15. All right. Steve, thank you for bearing with me on that message. Just want to say thanks. Now, Christmas, 25th of December. I mean, if you get into some real hardcore, I don't know if it's theology or history, we go, really? Was Jesus born on the 25th of December? I mean, we can get into a lot of stuff like that and go, well, you're practicing this and the Christmas tree. Is it a pagan ritual or is it something that, right? And as I acknowledge this, I don't overly go bonkers. It's like, how dare you have a Christmas tree? You're not real. It's like there are traditions that are part of the season that are Festival of Lights. We got Hanukkah, the festival, all these things that I don't think totally detract from the reason for the season, if you know what I mean. But how do you communicate the deep level teachings and being, you know, honoring those and acknowledging there's a lot of stuff that happens in the season, like going out to shop for gifts. That's all about what Christ said. Go shopping, right? So I just ask that sincerely, just as a perspective on the spirit of the season and the teachings and all of that.
No, that's a great question. It always comes up every year in some form or another. If it doesn't come up, then I force the issue to bring it up to people, even if they don't want to hear it from the pulpit. And to what you're saying, number one, the chances that Christ was born on December 25th are slim to nil. Pretty much not at all.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Scott Bell Show.
And yeah, I may have some details about things that you can do and what to do, but I'm not so pretentious to say what I do, everybody must do, because I know it's right for you too. It's like, no, we're all individuals. We have strengths, weaknesses, needs, and not. And I try to find things that are common for all of us and start there. You know, make those bridges and go, all right, now if a person is spiritually fulfilled where they are, who am I to beat them over the head with any stick to say, no, you're not? It's like, that's between you and God, but if something's not working for you, you might want to consider some of this or this. You know, all of these things that are available to us in all that was created by that which created us all. And so it becomes a very inclusive way to go out and be an example for others, as opposed to say, you know, the kind of things that I heard growing up. You're going to burn in hell because you don't, you know, on and on. It's like, well, that didn't work so well.
Right. Well, you know, what you're acknowledging, even in how you're saying that, is such a stark difference and something that I think that people can see between the Fauciists and the scientismists, believers. I don't say scientists because people who actually seek truth through the scientific method, then great for them. But the people who are so beholden to this, they don't wield their knowledge as if it's something to benefit other people's lives and say, hey, have you considered this in a method of persuasion? It's always in a sense of coercion and force. And that should be a wake-up call to a lot of people in that, hey, there are people out here who are presenting and modeling in the way that they live a path that they believe is beneficial to them, a better path, and they're presenting this to me out of love and out of concern for me, and they recognize my own sovereignty, that I am an individual, and they're speaking to that sovereignty in myself and my own spirit discernment, my own reason, instead of saying, nope, this is the way it's going to be. You have to do it this way because I said so, and I have a degree which supersedes yours, which gives me all the power and authority. So sign your life and your health and all your thinking and your free will away to me. That is no way to live. That's no way to talk to people. That's not modeled at all in the scriptures. In fact, the scriptures give a consistent model of God raising up and using the most humble, the most unassuming, the lowest among people to do great things. And that's a perspective, I think, that's no more punctuated, again, to tie it back to Christmas, than the God of the universe being made flesh and dwelling among humans. Where? Being born where? In a cave used as a stable. Being laid in a stone feeding trough to two scared teenage parents who had no room in the inn. What a story of humility, of light being brought into the world in the most
humble conditions,
and inauspicious of circumstances.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that that's just going forward how, you know, how I reach people, how people ought to reach people with whatever it is that they're trying to reach them with, instead of presuming some authority based on just what they have or what they, you know, how much they've achieved in education, but saying, I'm going to model this for this person because I love this person.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, as we wrap up here, we got a minute or so before we had to take a break and go to bonus round if you want to hang out. Did you have some good models in the, I guess, the preacher teachings, right? To get at 31, to know what you know, to live the way you live, it's very impressive. And I'm not pumping up your ego. You know, I'm just saying that sincerely, heart to heart. Just, you know, when I met you, I love it.
Well, I give a lot of credit. The pastor that I had out in Laramie, Wyoming, that's when I got into ministry. I was a music leader out there. His name's Paul Martin. He really modeled and was one of those guys that I spent enough time with him outside of the church that I saw, this guy is the exact same person in the pulpit as he is at Chili's having lunch with him, as he is watching a football game. I mean, the guy was just who he said he was. That's what you were going to get. And when you heard him talk, that's what it is. I've had lots of people in my life. My parents, you know, were people like that, that I, you know, family members, a lot of people who didn't go to seminary or anything like that, just friends and people in my life that I really highly esteem as people who taught me how to import what they knew about the world and the truth that they had within them to every area of life, including now that we see how we handle a plan scaredemic and, you know, all of the things that we're under right now.
Yes. Well, being willing to stand up against tyranny, I think, is obedience to God, in my humble opinion, and we'll continue to do so. Pastor Steve German, your Grace Evangelical Church out there in the Madison, Wisconsin area, we have it linked up, graceisforyou.org. And I look forward to seeing you again. Hopefully I get up to Wisconsin or another event. And I appreciate the spirit with which you flow, my brother. Thank you.
Amen. Likewise.
Thanks to everybody at UK Health Radio for being a part of the show as well and sharing it at robertscottbell.com, where I simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.